million.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Conrad and Kalani with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, a section of Brisbane's north will be dedicated to community housing for women. This follows an increase in women seeking refuge from domestic violence cases in our city, with a need to access safe housing services. Not-for-profit Housing for Change has not developed houses before, bought the land in May, and now 16 houses across 3,000 square metres will be built. Labour representative for the area, Jared Cassidy, stated that his party was, quote, proud to have successfully fought for this outcome and announced today will be continuing to fight for more.
It's National Road Safety Week, and police alongside RSEQ are urging Queenslanders to slow down near tow trucks after roadside assistance vehicles have recorded a rise in near-miss incidents. Drivers are being asked to slow down around crash sites and assisting vehicles instead of ignoring flashing lights and warning signs. RACQ has warned that roadside crashes could become common, specifically for their own staff and emergency services, unless motorists and other drivers slow down. In the 6 months between November 2025 and April 2026, 29 near misses have been recorded, which is more than triple from the previous year. So far this year, 125 people have died on Queensland roads, with over 25 in Brisbane, which is an almost 30% increase. Following these numbers, the RSEQ has warned that 330 people could die on our roads in 2026.
In national news, a report has found that scrapping plans to build 86,000 new car park spaces could save $5.2 billion and reduce rents. A report from the Grattan Institute found that about 40% of parking spaces under apartments in Australia sit empty, but due to strict planning rules, more unneeded spots continue to be built. The report estimated that the rules add $113,000 to the cost of building a typical two-bedroom apartment in Brisbane. This increased cost makes it more difficult for developers to make a profit on building new homes, which reduces housing supply and increases rents as a result.
Opera Australia is enjoying a box office boom after Timothée Chalamet commented that few people cared for opera and ballet. The national company has worked its way to nearly breaking even after recording a $10 million loss last year. Newfound breathing space has come as a result of the $15 million surge in ticket sales. This may have come as a result of the company leaning into musicals more, giving the company its largest audience in 3 years. At the Oscars this year, Timothée Chalamet said, quote, I don't want to be working in ballet or opera. It's like, hey, keep this thing alive, even though no one cares about this anymore. The comments have sparked an opera ticketing boom around the world, and now Australia.
In international news, the largest dinosaur to ever roam Southeast Asia has been discovered in Thailand. Archaeologists have named the specimen Nagatitan chayapumensis. The long-necked herbivore would have weighed 27 tons when it was alive, with a single front leg as tall as a human. A local villager spotted the bones in 2016 after drought conditions exposed the fossil beside a communal pond in Ba Phan Nog Sua. The specimen is important not just due to its size, but also because it adds a better described specimen to a region where many questions remain open.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with clear skies. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 24 today. The fire danger is not existent, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.